Hi.
Hello. How are you today?
It's a day.
That is definitely true, I have to tell you, man.
Alright, now, a couple of things before we start. One, we don't really use real names, except for when I forget about my own rule and I inadvertently use somebody else's name. Two,
okay.
We have to talk. Alright, go. Speak.
We have to talk?
Have to, or else.
Words. Anyway. I don't know what I have to talk about, honestly. Recently, life has been pretty uneventful. Let's see. School's been kicking my butt. Nothing really big there. It's ramped up a bit. Hopefully it ends in the next 2 weeks after GT night. I'm really hoping that GT night's the end of all this pain. Probably not, though, because then we have AP tests and then finals. I'm excited for that. Anyway. But yeah, let's see. Honestly, I don't have anything as of late. My life's pretty boring, to be perfectly honest. When I'm not in school dying, I'm usually either doing homework, and if I'm not doing homework, I'm either playing some game, or I'm browsing Reddit, or watching a stupid show, and that's about it. That's about all I do with my time, so I don't have time for anything else.
Well, we could talk about that. Literally, the subject for the last one was we were discussing Banjo-Kazooie, so...
That's a good game. I like that game.
In my experience, I found I could recreate said game by taking a block of cheese and shoving it into my N64.
Absolutely outstanding. Sounds about right, though.
To be honest. Well, I mean, anything like any show you're interested in, any games?
Well, my favorite game would be Monster Hunter World.
I've never heard you talk about Monster Hunter. I love that game.
It's a lot of fun. I love the combat system. There's an expansion coming in fall I'm really excited for. It's ice-based because the game was out for a year. It didn't have a single ice map. There was literally two monsters with ice element, and one of them didn't actually have ice element. Its ice element was only on its weapons. So there's literally one monster in the game that could give you ice blade. It was ridiculous. Compared to the 30,000 fire monsters. Oh, my God. But I'm psyched for that one. Hopefully we get some more variety and maybe some better weapon designs, because weapon designs are mostly just, see this bone sword? You stapled some fur to it. Now you can light things on fire.
Well, I'm still waiting for a good mobile game. That's not Pokemon. What would it be now? Pokemon, the sequel to the sequel to the sequel to the sequel to the sequel. I'm going
to the sequel?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I mean, honest, I don't have many mobile games. My favorite mobile game is probably either a game called
Monster Hunter Mobile.
Yes. I wish that existed, but it doesn't. My favorite mobile game is probably a game called Pixel Dungeon. It's pretty simple, but it's fun and challenging, and I get a decent amount of time out of it because I haven't actually beat it yet. It's a roguelike type game.
Pixels mobile game. Is it like Minecraft?
Yes. Things are square, but it's Minecraft. The Minecraft comparisons are so ridiculous.
Oh my god.
What do you mean?
I actually heard someone like full on dead seriously say that Legos were a Minecraft ripoff.
It's like saying animals are a Pokemon ripoff.
I couldn't stop laughing. Then they were, I'm not even joking, they were like dead serious and getting pissed off at me because I was laughing.
Darian, Legos were a Minecraft ripoff. Legos were invented in 2007 along with Bill Gates.
Bill Gates was invented. Yes, the gods invented Bill Gates.
Quickly go. I don't even know. Mumbling. Anyway, so I mean, well, let's see. On games, I've been playing a game also recently because Monster Hunter's having a bit of a content drought. There's one more update coming until Iceborne. It should be a small update. So yeah, nothing big. It'll introduce one new monster, which is basically just an old monster, but stronger. No, it's not. It's kind of. It's not really a reskin as much as it's a buff. They've been doing this thing called Archtempereds, where basically they take the elder dragons and then they buff them to hell. For example, Zormagdaros, whose original fight was basically stand around for 10 minutes and then smack him once and win. It was so boring. You could literally go AFK for the first half of the fight and still win. It was so stupid. But anyway, Archtemper Zormagdaros, they reduced the timer. I mean, you actually had to fight Nerdidante that appeared instead of just being like, okay, he'll leave in 2 minutes. Fight him, and then he's actually a challenge, you know. Archtemper says he's basically taking the Elder Dragons, making him stronger. Most Elder Dragons are better than Zora. Zora just had some most notable changes, along with Xeno and Cold. Nerdidante is the last one coming, and I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know. Maybe he'll shoot lasers. But anyway. Yeah, I mean, other than that, but because of that, I've been playing a game called Warframe. You've probably heard of it before.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's something. I mean, it's fun. Don't get me wrong. It's just that, like, my friends and I will be playing it, and then we'll like, high-key go on, like, 20-minute rants about how bad the game balance is. It's so bad. I'll give you the short abridged version, but basically, the game doesn't have an end game to balance around. So basically, this is the end game. You take your favorite friend, and you go on a mission. You don't bring a crowd control frame because all the late game enemies are like, see this frame's entire kit and how it's squishy to see how it's a very squishy character to compensate for the fact that it can control enemies and freeze them in place. Let's ignore that and insta-kill them. It's so much fun, especially considering I play a crowd control frame because I love them. But anyway, so you go on a high-level mission and you mod your weapons to deal 500,000 damage. So you one-shot the enemies up until the enemies one-shot you, and that's the end game. It's so terribly balanced because either the end game is literally you either play a meta support and a meta frame and every single piece of new content is so aggressively easy it's not funny, or you play a bad frame, like, or you even have like one mod off and the entire end game is like, see this guy gone, done. It's so badly balanced, it's ridiculous. But otherwise, yeah, I've not been doing much.
Just like any other generic shooting game. Balance is a key word here, meaning that they do not know of it.
Balance is... I wish the game was balanced, too, because it's so many fun ideas. And, like, it's really fun. Early game's pretty fun because it's actually decently balanced. And then you get to Saturn and boom, everything's gone.
Well, I imagine once you get to Saturn with just about anything.
Yeah, the game's levels are actually planets.
You ever hear of a thing called not breathing, my good friend?
Not breathing is for nerds. Did you know that Uranus is actually a water planet? According to the game, it's the water world. But anyway.
Good to know.
I don't know why they didn't pick Neptune. If, you know. And then, yeah, it's like there's nothing... What else have I been doing recently? How about you? What have you been doing recently?
The grind. I literally like to just download random mobile games, grind on them as much as I can, get addicted, have my parents get really concerned for my health, and then just drop it out of the blue.
I'm down with that, man. I've done that before. There have been multiple games. I'll play a game for a week and absolutely love it, play nothing else with that, and then never play it again.
I mean, there is one mobile game because I'm too cheap to save all my money, so instead of saving only $300, which is literally like 2 paychecks for me, and so I'm going to spend it all instead of buying it like a decent game console or computer, and only spend it on this one mobile game, Unison League.
Never heard of it.
Basically, anime. Done. Enough said.
Ooh, we want to get in the anime discussion now.
Oh, here we go. It's like, to start an anime discussion while we still have, like, 11 minutes.
So basically, my all life right. story, if we're going to get into somewhat interesting stuff, it isn't really interesting, it's more like a rant, what is happening to your life, what the hell. Anyway, over the summer, it was, well, not over summer, kind of started, like, summer of 7th grade. Near the end of 7th grade, you know, I don't know his name, but I don't know how to say his name without referring to, like, him on here, but like draws a lot, cartoony style, gives me high fives in the hallway. You hang out with him a lot.
Oh,
you probably know who it is.
Yeah, anyway,
he introduced me to these online
people. So about 5 people I know.
Probably. His name starts with an I.
That'll probably ah, yes. Okay.
Anyway,
that narrows it down to 3.2 billion people on this entire planet.
Plus the other stuff.
You're going too far. Anyway. It narrows it down to 1 million or 1 billion people, man. You're going too far with
it. It's too easy now. God. Well, anyway. Back on track. He introduced me to these online friends. And they were cool. We met on Amino. The Amino we were on went into the gutter hard. So we went to Discord. And we still talk. We're still good friends. It's actually a very, very active server, surprisingly, despite only having like 11 people. We just talk a lot, because... Anyway, it isn't really dedicated to anything other than just online friends. But anyway, this one guy introduced me to a YouTube channel called Steven Gunner, which basically... Have you ever heard of it? Mm. It's a music channel, but instead of taking music from video games or movies or whatever, it takes said music and then changes it in a way that's supposed to be kind of funny but also sound nice. So usually it's like a melody swap or a good matchup. I really like the channel. And there was this one joke on there. There's some recurring jokes. The Flintstones theme. It's one man screaming really loud. Woodman. Haltman. Anyway. Snow Halation. I liked it. It's a decently complex melody compared to the other ones, which are mostly just 20-second loops. Maybe shorter. Like, Flintstones theme isn't exactly that long. It was like, it's a full, like, 4-minute song. And anyway, like, it was a pretty common joke. And I liked it. And then there was this guy on there. The guy on there had watched the anime it was from. And managed to slowly affect me and this other guy into watching it. And that was when everything went bad. He's like, I watched this anime called Love Live. It's like, it's probably objectively pretty bad, but I enjoy it a lot. So more than I should.
Just as bad as unironically enjoying a meme or something? Like, unironically enjoying Megalovania?
I mean, I also do that, but yeah, it's pretty much the same thing. But anyway, yeah.
I can see you're also a man of culture.
Yes. But anyway, yeah, and then my life went down from there. I've watched multiple animes now, and, like, most of what I watch now, I won't admit that to most people. I'm mostly doing it here because I have nothing else to talk about, and also I'm anonymous, probably. Probably not. I don't know. You'll probably just say, this is insert name here. Make fun of him, guys. Go. But yeah.
It's like secretly in the description, if you can decode it, actually gives their name, but if they were actually a female.
Oh, no. Well, that kind of reminds me of a story.
Because so far we haven't had any female people. I just realized how sexist I
am. How dare
this is you. A sexist podcast, ha. Huh?
How dare you, sir?
No, it's only sexist on the one-on-ones. Though I've literally only done one other one-on-one, so... Is that sexist, though, that I didn't choose a female first?
How dare you? You're gonna be crucified now, sir.
Ooh. Do I at least get to save humanity while I'm at it?
Absolutely not. You get to be... You don't get to resurrect either.
This room has been denied.
Well, too bad. It's a room where...
And we're back.
We hope you enjoyed those slight, small amounts of copying sounds.
Yeah, because we're too cheap to actually afford our own room. We're just going to use a random storage room, so.
It has a printer in it, though, so a copier, not a printer.
Well, I think it's both, actually.
It might be.
I don't know. Maybe. It is not. Maybe. Could be. Possibly.
Well, anyway, back on what we were talking about.
What were we talking about again?
Something anime. The fact that my life has gone in the gutter.
I think that's where we left off. I guess we'll start there. Congratulations, your life has gone to the gutter. Where shall you go from
there? I don't know, man. My interests are all just so incredibly hot trash. My music taste is bad. My taste in anime is bad. My taste in shows are bad. It's not even anime. It's just... It's all around. But I mean,
give an example.
I do well in school, so prove it doesn't matter.
Prove it.
Prove what?
That your taste in shows, music, whatever is bad.
Okay,
taste. Well, you've already proved your music taste is bad by unironically enjoying Megalovania. Because you need to get on my level. I enjoy Megalovania mixed with harder, better, faster, stronger.
So do I. You underestimate my power. You underestimate the power of Steven Denner. And anyway, do you enjoy... Knuckles vocal mixing to sing Japanese.
Oh, yeah? I have country hip-hop.
Oh,
shit.
I'm not going into where my actual bad music taste is. We're going to leave it at the memes. Anyway. So, I mean, but yeah, taste in shows.
Ooh. The Office.
I like The Office.
Oh, my
If you dare say that's bad, though.
No, it's not. I was actually introduced to The Office pretty gosh darn recently, so.
Yeah, my taste in shows is either sitcoms or I just leave the Science Channel on in the background while I do homework.
Actually, who doesn't?
Science Channel is genuinely, like, unironically pretty nice.
Yeah. Except for nobody will ever agree with the fact that History Channel actually gives history. Like, seriously. Or at least maybe now it has, we kind of given up on it. But whenever we watched it, it was always like Forge and Fire or something where it's like, congratulations, you're making a weapon from the past, but you're literally making a new replication of that weapon.
But that's history.
Yeah, that's history. I get to know that apparently at some point in time in Siberia, there was this spear. It's a spear.
Whoa, a spear in Siberia? Jeez, that's...
It's a spear with a crescent moon, and that's all that makes it unique.
That kind of weapon, I've heard of that. I forget the name now.
Yeah, I think it's a halberd.
Oh, I haven't yet.
Yeah, there we go. Why do I know that? All right, moving on. So, sitcoms.
All right,
we'll leave it at that.
No, okay, yeah.
Like, any specific kind?
Well, I mean, let's see. I mean, I don't really have a kind I like. I just have ones I do like. I mean, Friends, The Office, How I Met Your Mother, if it's ever...
You're actually naming, like, the better of the sitcoms. Probably is.
French Prince of Bel-Air, Seinfeld, things like that. I like sitcoms.
Have you at least heard of Frasier?
Yes, of course. No, I just watch that all the time.
I literally saw, like, 2 episodes, and I got upset when my mom was like, no, I don't think I want to watch the same. I'm like, how can I invite this? But not you. Nope. Okay, and we're back.
More copying happens, and yeah, that's done.
We need to get a better room than this, I swear.
Probably do.
No, please don't.
Well,
please,
anyway.
Please don't bully my phone. Well,
anyway, let's talk about politics.
All right, that's actually one of this channel's tags. So
all right.
We have nearly discussed it. I kind of had to steer us away because we're waiting for that to be like an older episode or something, so that'll be really controversial. I mean, you could start now.
I mean, like, it's just a joke, but like, I don't know. Should I just like go ahead and maybe offend people? Maybe not. I don't know.
Communism is a great idea.
All right, in that case, you know, I agree with a lot of what Trump says. It's, like, mostly pretty great. For example, like, when he says Mexicans are, I very much agree with that, because Mexicans definitely do exist. When he says women have, I agree with that, too, because women definitely own things. But, like, the rest of the sentences, like, Mexicans are rapists, that's where I kind of say, you know, cut off the end of the sentence, you had a great start, but, like, maybe just work on the end.
Wonder how good of a president they would be if they just left it at Mexicans are.
go up to presidential debate stands. Women have. Fuck away.
I mean, like, I can mostly agree with what Trump does. In some cases, sadly, I am too scared to share this because everybody who I share this podcast with will know who I am. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to bring up like certain cases or anything like that. But for the most part, I can agree with what he's done. He's basically like the capitalist that the country needed. Like, our economy is literally at an all-time high, and we're doing better than ever. Now, we're going to be ending this podcast soon, or else my OCD is going to go off the charts.
Before that, we must discuss more politics. Real quick, I just want to say, I mean, like, I don't agree with a lot of what he's done so far personally, but it hasn't gone too badly, and as far as I'm aware,
it's gone a lot worse.
And things are like, I mean, the country isn't in ruins, so until that happens, I don't really have too much of a strong opinion.
To be honest, he could be doing a lot worse.
Yeah, he could. I don't like him that much personally. I think there were better candidates, but, like, on the other hand, again, he could be doing worse.
And he could be doing worse. He could be doing better, but I mean, like, what? I'm going to end this now before my OCD goes off the charts because it's 20. Because it's going to be 20. Never mind. I guess we'll just go for 21 minutes to be exact. Okay.
That was a very shaky cut. No one's going to believe.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah. No. No. I hope there was a cut there. If you didn't know,
a lot of cuts. I hope you enjoy my Frenching sounds or coffee or whatever.
Like, yeah, we're just going to keep on talking until it's.
Oh, it's French. 21.
I was right. I can also print. Ha! Huh, I win that bet.
Close.
Oh my god! Why were we just staring at that?
I don't know. Nobody's gonna like get that. Yeah. Like, why is there a sudden silence? Oh, they were watching the door because they're nerds.
Unless you're deaf, I hope you enjoyed this, because if you're deaf and listening to this, this is nearly as bad as turning on Braille mode for your computer screen.
Stop being deaf. That's simple as that. Come on, boys.
All right, so let's end it here before my OCD goes.
See y'all later.
Yeah, or never. I'm going to kill him.